So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught Helveyo ala mashkin, shay mesachar. If a person loaned someone money or produce and took an item for the leva as security, the Tanakama holds the malva is considered a paid shamer on the mashkin because there is a benefit in keeping a mashkin, and therefore if the mashkin was lost or stolen, he's liable to reimburse the leva. Reb Yehuda disagrees and says it depends. Helveyu ma'ois shamer chinam. If the malva loaned him money, he's considered merely a voluntary shamer because he does not benefit from the loan, and therefore if the mashkin was lost or stolen, he's not liable. Helveyu peiris shamer sachar. But if the malva loaned him produce, he is considered a paid shamer because he benefits from the loan, as Rashi explains, the derech peiris laharkiv. Had he not loaned the produce, they would have become rotten, and now he gets back fresh produce. Abishal says, Risho odem lahaskir mashkoine shel oni, li is pesig v'hoylechalov, b'mneishu kemeshav aveda. The malva is permitted to rent out a mashkin that he got from a poor person, and he deducts the rental from the loan amount because he's considered returning the leiva's lost item, the income that the leiva could have gotten from renting it out. And the Gemara explains, "B'mara upasul b'kardim hoyel b'nafish igrayu b'zotr pechsayu." The above applies only to a mashkin such as a shovel or axe because there is major gain and only minor loss. The Gemara explains that the machlekes Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda is actually the machlekes in the following brisa. Hamalves chaver ala mashkin v'aver hamashkin. If a person loaned someone money and took a mashkin, and the mashkin was lost, Rabbi Eliezer says yishava v'yitl ma'isav. The malva is not liable, and he swears to the leiva that the mashkin was indeed lost, and he was not negligent, and therefore he can still collect the complete loan because, as Rashi explains, lav legevayna shakli ella zikaren dvarim shakli shalayachal likvar. The malva did not intend for the mashkin to be a temporary payment, but rather for proof to prevent the leiva from denying the loan. Apparently, Rabbi Eliezer holds, as Rabbi Yehuda, that helveyu mois shemechinim upotem me'aveda. Rabbi Kiva says, yachal leimer loy klum helvisani ela al hamashkin, avad hamashkin of the moisecha. The malva is liable, and he forfeits the loan in lieu of the mashkin because, like levayna shakli, the malva did intend for the mashkin to be a temporary payment for the loan. Apparently, Rabbi Kiva holds, as a Tanakama, that Helveyu Mois Shemer Sacher V'chayev HaVeda. However, Helveyu Elev Zuz Bishtar V'nich LeMashkin Aleim, Devri HaKol Avra Mashkin Av Demoisav. If the loan of 1,000 Zuz was recorded in a document and the Malva took a Mashkin, all will agree that the Malva is liable and he forfeits the loan in lieu of the Mashkin. Because Ligavayna Shakli, V'niyachal Likfer D'Hokoy Shtar. The malva certainly intended for the mashkin to be a payment because the shtar already serves as a proof of the loan. The Gemara offers four approaches to the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva. B'delei shavi mashkin shir zuzi u'b'deshmul kamiflegi. The machlokes refers to a mashkin worth less than the loan amount, and they disagree in Shmuel's halacha of Haiman do isve alfa zuzi lechavrei, the anach lekata de magla elavayu, aber kata de magla avdu alfa zuzi. If a person loaned 1,000 zuz and was given the handle of a sickle as a mashkin, if the malva loses it, he forfeits the entire loan, even though it was certainly worth less than the loan, because as Rashi explains, legevayna shakli, v'chol kamen d'lo mahadri loy ligve. The malva intended for the handle to be a temporary payment for the entire loan, and since he cannot return it, he cannot collect the loan. Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the malva is not liable for the mashkin, less laid the shmul, because a mashkin that is worth less than the loan cannot be considered a temporary payment. Rabbi Kiva, who holds the malva is liable for the mashkin, islay de shmul, because a mashkin that is worth less than the loan can be considered a temporary payment. However, b'dishavi mashkin shir zuzi, if the mashkin was equal to the loan amount, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the malva is liable for the mashkin because legevay neshakli. Or, ibidalei shavi mashkin shir zuzi dekula amal les lehu de shmul. If the mashkin was worth less than the loan amount, all agree that the mashkin cannot be considered a temporary payment for the entire loan. And according to Rabbi Kiva, Eina mafsid el keneged hamashkin. The malva forfeits only a portion of the loan equivalent to the value of the mashkin, but he can collect the rest. B'hacha b'deshavi shir zuzi b'komiflegi b'der b'yitzchak. And the machlekes refers to a mashkin that was worth the amount of the loan, and they disagree in Rabbi Yitzchak's halacha of minayin l'balchayiv shekoy the mashkin. The malva acquires the mashkin that he is liable even for einsin, because regarding a malva who returns the mashkin during the term of the loan, the pasuk states ulochot tiyat tzedakah. The malva has performed a righteous act, and im ena kena mashkin tzedakah minale. If the mashkin does not belong to the malva, it is not to be considered tzedakah. It must be because mikan lebal chayv shekoyin the mashkin. Rabbi Yezer less later Rabbi Yitzchak. The malva does not acquire the mashkin, and therefore he's not liable. While Rabbi Kiva is later Rabbi Yitzchak. The malva does acquire the mashkin, and therefore he is liable. Or ella mishkanei shaloi b'shas halva asai kula alma islo Rabbi Yitzchak. If the malva took the mashkin after he gave the loan, all agree that the malva does acquire the mashkin, because the above pasuk refers to a mashkin that Bezdin Shliach took after the loan was due, and which the malva acquires the mashkin because vade legevayne shakli. However, v'hacha b'mishkanei b'shas halva asai or b'shoyim ra'avei dekamiflagi. The machlekes refers where the malva took the mashkin at the time of the loan, which he does not acquire because lav legevayne shakli. And they disagree in the machlekes Rabbi v'Rav Yisrael regarding Shemer Aveda, someone who found the lost item. What is his status while guarding it until he returns it? Rav Yisrael says, Shemer Aveda k'shemer sachar. He's considered a paid guardian who is liable if the Aveda was lost or stolen, because as the Gemara Masechet Baba Kama explains, Bahi ano deloy boy lemeisu v'le rift la'anya, habu k'shemer sachar. While guarding the item, he's occupied with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. And based on ha'ezik b'mitzvah patam and ha'mitzvah, he would be exempt from giving a poor man tzedakah. And this pruta that he saves is considered a significant gain to render him a shemer sacha. While Rabbah says, shemer aveda k'shemer chinam. He's merely an unpaid guardian who is not liable if the aveda was lost or stolen, because mayhano k'mati lei, to be exempt from giving the pruta is not considered a benefit. Rabbi Eliezer, less later of Yosef. Therefore he's a shemer chinam and not liable. Rabbi Kiva is like Rav Yosef, therefore he's a shemer sachar and liable. Or b'shemer aveda dekula alma islahu Rav Yosef. Regarding a shemer aveda, all agree that the finder does become a shemer sachar. And the machlekes is only regarding b'malva tzarech lamashkin. A malva who uses the mashkin and deducts it from the loan, does he fulfill a mitzvah or not? Rabbi Eliezer holds lav mitzvah kavod shalana asli miskaven. He does not fulfill a mitzvah because his intentions are merely for his own benefit, to have the use of the mashkin. Therefore, he only becomes a shemer chinam and is not liable. Rabbi Kiva holds mitzvah ka'avid shehelveyu. He nevertheless fulfills the mitzvah of lending someone money. Therefore, he becomes a shemer sachar through the concept of Rav Yosef, and he is liable. Zakta Mishnah. Hamavar chavis b'makam l'makam v'shavara b'in shemer chinam b'in shemer sachar yishava. If a person carried someone's barrel from place to place and he stumbled and broke it, the Tanakama, who is Remeir, holds regardless of whether he was a paid or not, he makes a shvua and becomes exempt, because nitkal onesu, stumbling is considered an accident for which even a shemes sachar is pater. However, the Gemara cites a brayse in which Remeir says that he is chayiv because nitkal pesheyahu, stumbling is considered negligence. And the Gemara explains that there is a machlekes in the opinion of Remeir. Rabbi Huda in the Braisa says it depends. Shemer chinam yishava, noisa sachar yishalom. Because nitkal lav anasu, stumbling is not considered an accident. However, nitkal lav peshehu, it's not considered negligence either. Therefore, haikidine vahaikidine. A shemer chinam is exempt with a shvua, but a shemer sachar is liable. Rabbi Yazza says, zevizeh yishava, v'tzimeyani im yichilin zevizeh lishava. As the Gemara explains, he holds that both Shemer Chinam and Shemer Sachar cannot make a Shvua, and therefore they are both liable to pay, because Hecha de'ikar Raya, Nesi Raya v'nifter. If the barrel broke in an area that is frequented by many people, the Shemer does not become exempt through a Shvua. Rather, he must search for witnesses who saw the incident. As Isi ben Yehuda cites the source in the Pasuk, Ein Raya Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Ben Shneim. Only if there were no possible witnesses does the Shemer Chinam become exempt through a Shvua. Ha'yesh Raya, Yavi Raya, V'yifter. The pair concludes with the following incident. Rabbi Baruch Hanan's workers, while transporting a barrel of wine, broke it through negligence. Shakal l'glimayu, he confiscated their cloaks as payment. They complained to Rav, who told them, Havlu glimayu, return their cloaks. When questioned, Rav explained, although they are halachically liable, a person of your stature must go beyond the letter of the law. As the Pasuk states, Laman Telech Bederech Toivim. Rav added, Zil Havigrayu, pay them their wages as well, because the Pasuk concludes, V'archiz Tzadikim Tishmar. Hanu Lachasirchas Umnin, where Baruch Hashem completed the sixth parak of Masechet Bamitzia, and in the next year, we'll begin the seventh parak, Hasirch Esapayilim, Be'ezras Hashem.